Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to A Sound Heart Radio. Well, where do I begin? Many new social innovations have taken place over the last few days. For instance, there has been, the decision has been made to no longer use the term Negro or Oriental in federal language. And I think it was about a week or maybe 2 weeks ago that certain persons would not or no longer be classified as criminals. And so we have the reassigning of definitions or the dropping of definitions. And so the ability to single out or to relate to a previous perception or is now gone. And so with the reassignment of definition comes the reassigning of perception or a shift in one's perception. And so please understand why this is being done. And it is amazing. I am amazed by the brazenness of all of these new announcements. And notice the area from which these are derived. And please note that this is a decided attack, not only on mere classical values, but on the moral foundation of the universe as it exists. And so, indeed, there has been removed from Western culture any moral foundation other than legal fiat. So, I can't go into a lot of history here about why this has taken place, but there is an incredible amount of historical information to show that this time, the events that are happening now have happened before. They happened long before. And this is just another episode in the very tired attempt to make human beings different or other than what has preceded them, and this is old. This is once again social engineering, and it will take place, it will last for a time, because man, such as he is, does not endure. And this is also an attack upon spiritual values, upon the Word of God, in fact. And so the prophet Isaiah spoke about this engineered upside-downness. Isaiah chapter 1 is a summary of the spiritual malaise of the people of God. Isaiah was an 8th century prophet, and he spoke to his times and about what would take place because God's people, interestingly, had left God. And they were engaged in the moral upside downness, moral bankruptcy, moral and spiritual depravity. And so Isaiah talks about the spiritual sickness of his people. The historical context of the book of Isaiah is the Assyrian threat. The northern kingdom, that is Israel, had already become a part of the ruthless Assyrian Empire. And the southern kingdom remained, that is Judah and Benjamin. And so in verse 18 of Isaiah 1, Yahweh has summoned Judah to court. In chapter 1, beginning at verse 2, God issues a cosmic summons to his people. He writes in verse 2, "Hear, O heavens, listen, O earth, for the Lord has spoken." And so here's a cosmic summons for the universe to hear. Now, well, we have been told that the universe is merely mass energy, and that is not the biblical understanding of the universe at all. Arthur Young, one of the greatest scientists that I've known, who wrote a book called The Geometry of Meaning, designed the Bell helicopter. He talked about the universe being a universe of love. Other scientists have said the same thing. Sir James Jeans talks about the universe and the finiteness of matter. Other geneticists that I have read about have also spoken about the universe and as a creation of God. Now, with Isaiah's cosmic summons comes a cosmic indictment. Quote, God says, "I reared children and brought them up, but they have rebelled against me. The ox knows his master, the donkey his owner's manger, but Israel does not know. My people do not understand." And so the word here in Hebrew for rebelled is pasha. And I will go into that term another time. And then verse 4, "Ah, sinful nation, kata," which means in Hebrew a missing of the mark, "a people loaded with guilt," avon, A-V-O-N in Hebrew, and the word here means that they were bent or curved, and so it means distortion. These people were spiritually distorted. "A brood of evildoers, children given to corruption," or that which is bad. And the word also means a loud noise. "They have spurned," they have rejected with contempt, "the Holy One of Israel." And so, forsaken, they have forsaken the Lord. That is, to loose the bands. To let go. They have let go of God and turned their backs on him. "Why should you be beaten anymore? Why do you persist in rebellion?" So now they reap the consequences of their action, the consequences of their sin against God. And so Isaiah goes on and he speaks about the negative behavioral results and what went on with the people of God within their souls, within their hearts, within their bodies. Isaiah talks about the negative behavioral medicine that the people of God are experiencing. He talks about the deformation of the inner man, the mind, the knowledge, the thinking, reflection, memory, conscience, the resolution of the will toward that which does not support it, the destruction of the emotions, the twisting and the wretchedness of their moral character. So he says God's people have become languid or sick. They have become weak and diseased because they have left God. Now, with the leaving of God, with leaving God, Isaiah says in verse 18, so now God wants to meet them in court. God says, come now, let us reason together, saith the Lord. Though your sins are like scarlet, red, like scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they are red as crimson, they shall be like wool. Now, when we covered the book of Isaiah in seminary, and we were doing, when we did a survey of this particular book, the professor emphasized something very important in verse 18. He said, and he told us in the Hebrew, and later I looked it up for myself, though your sins are like scarlet, he read, they can be as white as snow. Though they are red like crimson, they can be like wool. If you are willing and obedient, you will eat the best from the land. But if you resist and rebel, you will be devoured by the sword, a cow eaten by the sword. For the mouth, the P-E of the Lord has spoken. So, he talks about the rulers that have become companions of thieves. They all love bribes and chase after gifts. Gifts. They do not defend the cause of the fatherless. The widow's case does not come before them. Sound familiar? And he goes on in chapter 2, and he says, look, God takes away that which profits the land. And God takes away, in chapter 3, verse 1, we read, the Lord is about to take from Jerusalem and Judah both supply and support. The hero and the warrior, the judge and the prophet, the soothsayer and the elder, the captain of 50 and the man of rank, the counselor, skilled craftsman, and clever enchanter. I will make boys their officials. Mere children will govern them. Sound familiar? People will oppress each other, man against man, neighbor against neighbor. The young will rise up against the old, the base against the honorable. Sound familiar? Has not God done this to this culture? Is not there a crisis of common sense? What has happened to the so-called Christian counselors who wanted to wed the Word of God with the temporal wisdom of man? What has happened to them? Where are their voices? How come they're not speaking out? At the end of the book of Isaiah, he talks about those pseudo-leaders who were now dumb dogs. They would not warn the people of God. What are those leaders, or so-called leaders now, in this time of crisis, when engineered upside downness is moving into the ranks to tear apart the people of God? We need to get back to the Word of God, to study the Word of God, to live the Word of God. Perhaps God will send us revival in this day in which we need Him so bad. Good morning. My name is Dr. Josiah Rich. Have a blessed day.